Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Rozumienie ze słuchu. Poziom podstawowy. Wysłuchaj dokładnie informacji dotyczących tej części egzaminu. Rozumienie ze słuchu trwa 20 minut i składa się z trzech zadań. Zadania te sprawdzają umiejętność rozumienia wypowiedzi rodzimych użytkowników języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz nagranie, które zawiera zarówno teksty, jak i instrukcje do wykonania zadań. Każdy tekst zostanie odtworzony dwa razy. Na płycie przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z treścią zadań oraz ich rozwiązanie, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz natomiast dźwięk. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania zgodnie z poleceniami w trakcie słuchania tekstów oraz w trakcie trwania przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj uważnie polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
I love running. That's why last year I decided to take part in a special marathon. It is called the Marathon of the Sands, and it takes place in the Sahara Desert. This is a 6-day event in which runners cover the distance of 6 standard marathons, but they don't run the standard marathon distance of 42 kilometers a day. Each section of the Marathon of the Sands has a different length. Participants have to run from 20 to 80 kilometers a day, depending on how difficult the section is. There is another interesting thing about the race. You must stay in front of the two riders on camels at the back, responsible for controlling the race. If you fall behind them, you're out. In this way, the organizers make sure that no one gets lost. For many reasons, this marathon is called the toughest race on the planet. First of all, the temperatures are extreme, and there are often sandstorms. Secondly, the organizers give you about 12 liters of water a day. This means that every few miles at a checkpoint, you get 1.5 liters of water. That's not much. And you carry all your food, a sleeping bag, and clothing for the whole week. Your backpack can be any size, and there are no limits on what you can take in it. But runners have to carry everything in 45-degree heat, so they usually do not pack too many things. For example, they don't take extra underwear or soap because it's all too heavy. You can imagine how dirty and thirsty they are when they finally get to the hotel after the race. But just like me, they must also be really happy they have made it.
Wysłuchaj tekstu do tego zadania jeszcze raz.
I love running. That's why last year I decided to take part in a special marathon. It is called the Marathon of the Sands, and it takes place in the Sahara Desert. This is a 6-day event in which runners cover the distance of 6 standard marathons, but they don't run the standard marathon distance of 42 kilometers a day. Each section of the Marathon of the Sands has a different length. Participants have to run from 20 to 80 kilometers a day, depending on how difficult the section is. There is another interesting thing about the race. You must stay in front of the two riders on camels at the back, responsible for controlling the race. If you fall behind them, you're out. In this way, the organizers make sure that no one gets lost. For many reasons, this marathon is called the toughest race on the planet. First of all, the temperatures are extreme, and there are often sandstorms. Secondly, the organizers give you about 12 liters of water a day. This means that every few miles at a checkpoint, you get 1.5 liters of water. That's not much, and you carry all your food, a sleeping bag, and clothing for the whole week. Your backpack can be any size, and there are no limits on what you can take in it. But runners have to carry everything in 45-degree heat, so they usually do not pack too many things. For example, they don't take extra underwear or soap, because it's all too heavy. You can imagine how dirty and thirsty they are when they finally get to the hotel after the race. But just like me, they must also be really happy they have made it.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj uważnie polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Two years have passed since the biggest royal wedding of this century so far. We asked a few people what they remember most about the ceremony and the atmosphere of the day. Speaker 1.
Well, the whole thing was absolutely fantastic, and the ceremony was beautiful. Catherine looked very elegant. She was just great coming down the aisle. She seemed relaxed and even posed for photographers. And everyone was impressed with her dress, which fitted her perfectly.
Speaker 2. I was really pleased to be part of such a historic day in our country. At first, it looked like an ordinary wedding, with everybody waving at each other and admiring the dress of the bride. And then Queen Elizabeth and Prince William arrived, and I realized that I was watching history in the making, so I started to wave the flag happily. It made me feel very fortunate that I live in this country. Speaker 3.
It was a special day, one in a million. The photographs of the happy couple were everywhere, and they promoted a very positive image of the royal family. It was such an emotional day for everyone in the country. But it was painful when I realized that on such a perfect day, William's mother wasn't there for him. She would be so proud. I'm sure William was sorry his mother couldn't see him on his big day.
Speaker 4. On the day of the ceremony, I went for a long walk with my daughter around the streets and parks in our area of London and did not see any street celebrations, not a flag or a balloon. Just a normal day, but quieter than the previous weekend. Perhaps there were some celebrations in the centre, but not in my neighbourhood. Speaker 5.
It was really beautiful, wasn't it? The special moment for me was when the ceremony ended, and then suddenly, in the silence of the church, you could hear thousands of people from all over the world cheering outside. It was very moving to hear what effect the event had on the public. I'm glad I was wearing waterproof makeup.
Wysłuchaj tekstu do tego zadania jeszcze raz.
Two years have passed since the biggest royal wedding of this century so far. We asked a few people what they remember most about the ceremony and the atmosphere of the day. Speaker 1.
Well, the whole thing was absolutely fantastic, and the ceremony was beautiful. Catherine looked very elegant. She was just great coming down the aisle. She seemed relaxed and even posed for photographers. And everyone was impressed with her dress, which fitted her perfectly.
Speaker 2. I was really pleased to be part of such a historic day in our country. At first, it looked like an ordinary wedding, with everybody waving at each other and admiring the dress of the bride. And then Queen Elizabeth and Prince William arrived, and I realized that I was watching history in the making, so I started to wave the flag happily. It made me feel very fortunate that I live in this country. Speaker 3.
It was a special day, one in a million. The photographs of the happy couple were everywhere, and they promoted a very positive image of the royal family. It was such an emotional day for everyone in the country. But it was painful when I realised that on such a perfect day, William's mother wasn't there for him. She would be so proud. I'm sure William was sorry his mother couldn't see him on his big day.
Speaker 4. On the day of the ceremony, I went for a long walk with my daughter round the streets and parks in our area of London and did not see any street celebrations, not a flag or a balloon. Just a normal day, but quieter than the previous weekend. Perhaps there were some celebrations in the centre, but not in my neighbourhood. Speaker 5.
It was really beautiful, wasn't it? The special moment for me was when the ceremony ended, and then suddenly, in the silence of the church, you could hear thousands of people from all over the world cheering outside. It was very moving to hear what effect the event had on the public. I'm glad I was wearing waterproof makeup.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj uważnie polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Today in the studio, we're talking to a young zookeeper, Yvonne Grahams. Yvonne, was it always your ambition to take care of zoo animals? After all, you studied chemistry at university.
To be honest, it wasn't. As a child, I didn't have a pet and I didn't want one. But when I finished my studies, it was impossible for me to find a job as a chemist. At that time, becoming a zookeeper was the only option for me. That was nearly 4.5 years ago, And now I'm addicted. I can't imagine myself doing anything else.
Some listeners may not know what a zookeeper does exactly. Can you give us some details?
Many people think that zookeepers only feed the animals and hug them all day long. This view is really old-fashioned. In fact, very few animals in the zoo are ever touched unless they are sick or we have to move them to a new place. It's clear to anyone who works in a modern zoo that zoo animals are wild animals that should be with other wild animals and not with people. We need to look after them, we need to feed them well, but they're not our pets and shouldn't be treated as such.
That's interesting. Is it a difficult job?
Being a zookeeper is really hard work. At the moment, I'm looking after the elephants and the monkeys, but in the future, I might be asked to take care of the crocodiles or snakes, which are definitely not as friendly. Besides, we work long hours, often at weekends and during Christmas. In summer, we have 2 weeks off, but each of us takes holidays at a different time. There must always be someone to look after the animals. There's also a lot of running around and carrying things, so we must be healthy and strong. And you need to have a love for the job, because the money we make is pretty bad.
What's the biggest challenge you faced as a zookeeper?
One of the biggest challenges is to be accepted by the older keepers. Some of them have been in the job for 30 years or more and have a lot of experience. The problem is that they have no university education. In the past, it was typical for a child to learn the job from parents, and theoretical knowledge was not necessary. Most new keepers are university graduates and demonstrate knowledge that the older keepers don't have. Our older colleagues are often afraid of the original ideas and solutions we suggest. But on the whole, it's great working together. We don't have their experience, they don't have our knowledge, so we learn from each other.
Yvonne, thank you for talking to us today.
Wysłuchaj tekstu do tego zadania jeszcze raz.
Today in the studio, we're talking to a young zookeeper, Yvonne Grames. Yvonne, was it always your ambition to take care of zoo animals? After all, you studied chemistry at university.
To be honest, it wasn't. As a child, I didn't have a pet and I didn't want one. But when I finished my studies, it was impossible for me to find a job as a chemist. At that time, becoming a zookeeper was the only option for me. That was nearly 4.5 years ago, and now I'm addicted. I can't imagine myself doing anything else.
Some listeners may not know what a zookeeper does exactly. Can you give us some details?
Many people think that zookeepers only feed the animals and hug them all day long. This view is really old-fashioned. In fact, very few animals in the zoo are ever touched unless they are sick or we have to move them to a new place. It's clear to anyone who works in a modern zoo that zoo animals are wild animals that should be with other wild animals and not with people. We need to look after them, we need to feed them well, but they're not our pets and shouldn't be treated as such.
That's interesting. Is it a difficult job?
Being a zookeeper is really hard work. At the moment, I'm looking after the elephants and the monkeys, but in the future, I might be asked to take care of the crocodiles or snakes, which are definitely not as friendly. Besides, we work long hours, often at weekends and during Christmas. In summer, we have 2 weeks off, but each of us takes holidays at a different time. There must always be someone to look after the animals. There's also a lot of running around and carrying things, so we must be healthy and strong. And you need to have a love for the job, because the money we make is pretty bad.
What's the biggest challenge you faced as a zookeeper?
One of the biggest challenges is to be accepted by the older keepers. Some of them have been in the job for 30 years or more and have a lot of experience. The problem is that they have no university education. In the past, it was typical for a child to learn the job from parents, and theoretical knowledge was not necessary. Most new keepers are university graduates and demonstrate knowledge that the older keepers don't have. Our older colleagues are often afraid of the original ideas and solutions we suggest. But on the whole, it's great working together. We don't have their experience, they don't have our knowledge, so we learn from each other.
Yvonne, thank you for talking to us today.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął. Sprawdź, czy wszystkie rozwiązania zostały przeniesione na kartę odpowiedzi. Następnie przystąp do wykonywania pozostałych zadań.